Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis for the North Carolina Reading Service, and the name of our program is Reflections. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Holy Bible. We'll also read from a book called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. As we always do, let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this glorious day, this Sunday, where we kind of sit back and reflect. We reflect on you and the love you have for us, that you made this world for us and the people around us. And most importantly, you gave us the gift of grace and faith all through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for him and for your Holy Spirit. And we lean on them and we ask them to help us to get through our lives, the chaos of the world, and in all things. We thank you for our families, our friends. We thank you for this program. And we thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service. We ask these things in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm excited to be back with you all as we get ready to enter the month of March here on September 27th. And Sarah Young teaches us to relax in my everlasting arms. Your weakness is an opportunity to grow strong in awareness of my almighty presence. When your energy fails you, do not look inward and lament the lack you find there. Look towards me and my sufficiency. Rejoice in my radiant riches that are abundantly available to help you. Go gently through this day, leaning on me and enjoying my presence. Thank me for your neediness, which is building trust bonds between us. If you look back on your journey thus far, you can see that days of extreme weakness have been some of your most precious times. Memories of these days are richly interwoven with golden strands of my intimate presence. Sarah uses a couple scripture verses to help support her writing here. The first is Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14, and it reads, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. And then Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27 says, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, destroy him. We thank Ms. Young, as always, for her words of wisdom, her careful choices of words and inspiration that we draw on these Sundays. Well, we continue on the book of Isaiah. We have been here now, I think, for the last 5 weeks, and we still have a couple weeks left, probably three or four. What a marvelous book. I hope you've enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I've enjoyed reading it and preparing for it. Before I get on air, I spend a couple hours a day beforehand just kind of in prayer and preparation and making sure I can pronounce words that are hard to pronounce, and sometimes I'm not very successful at that. But let's jump into it. We are beginning with chapter 43. Excuse me, chapter 42, here in the book of Isaiah. And the chapter is entitled, The Servant of the Lord. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout out, or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the islands will put their hope. Well, who does that sound like? What is Isaiah saying, and what is God saying through Isaiah here, through that prophet Isaiah? He's speaking of Christ. Here is my servant whom I uphold. Christ is the only one upheld by God. He is his chosen one in whom I delight. He is, the next several chapters, we're going to be hearing a lot about God, his strength, and he is the only God, and also about his chosen one, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 5, This is what God, the Lord, says. He who created the heavens and the earth and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for my people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth, who go up down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. Let the desert and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior he will stir up his zeal. With a shout he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out. I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by the ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, "You are our gods," will be turned back in utter shame. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf like the messenger I send? Who is blind like the one committed to me, blind like the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but have paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. It pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to make his law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pits or hidden away in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have been made of loot, with no one to say, "Send them back." Which of you will listen to this or pay close attention in time to come? Who handed Jacob over to become loot, and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they would not allow his ways, they did not obey his law. So he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart. Chapter 43. This chapter is entitled, Israel's Only Savior. But now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, "Give them up," and to the south, "Do not hold them back." Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I have formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes that are blind, who have ears that are deaf. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Which of them foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no god was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I am not some foreign god among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from the ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says. For your sake I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians and the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland. To give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I have formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet you have not called upon, O Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves for me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have burdened you with grain offerings. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands of incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remembers your sins no more. Wow, that is a really, really relevant statement. Again, this is chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remembers your sins no more. Again, a prophecy of what's to come. We are all sinners, every single one of us. There's not one to fall, everyone falls short of the glory of God. But God sends us a Savior, a Redeemer, to take away our sins, to take away our transgressions, so that we can have that union with God again, so that we can give Him glory and honor and praise. And that's what has to happen. And that's why we read these scriptures on this Sunday, is to bring light into the darkness, to bring light of Christ, and to share that really important news that, you know, if you do feel lost today, if you think things are hopeless, you're just looking at the wrong things. You're looking towards the wrong people, the wrong items, the materialism, the woe is me. God calls you. God's calling you right now. And the way to God is through Jesus Christ, and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, praising His holy name, and doing some very simple things, simply asking for forgiveness of your sins, and telling God that you're going to walk away from that sin and you're going to follow Christ. So really, really important verse there. Again, chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case of your innocence. Your first father sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. So I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple, and I will consign Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. There is punishment. There will be punishment for those who don't repent. Remember that. Chapter 44, Israel, the Chosen. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, he who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. I'm going to repeat that. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let him foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Excuse me. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol which can profit him nothing? He and his kind will be put to shame. Craftsmen are nothing but men. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and infamy. I want to address something. There's been several times we read the word blind, and I know our audience is mostly blind and print impaired. So please don't be feeling poorly about your condition regarding these readings. He is not bad-mouthing or criticizing the blind. He's talking here, in every sense of the word, of spiritual blindness. And regardless of your physical condition, you have a spiritual condition. And that's, again, hopefully you're listening to these programs to try to have a brighter light in your spiritual eyes and your spiritual heart versus your physical one. This blacksmith takes a tool and works with it in the coals. He shapes an idol with hammers. He forges it with the might of his arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength. He drinks no water and grows faint. The carpenter measures with a line and makes an outline with a marker. He roughs it out with chisels and he marks it with the compasses. He shapes it in the form of a man in all his glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. He cut down cedars or perhaps took a cypress or oak. He let it grow among the trees of the forest, or planted a pine, and the rain made it grow. It is a man's fuel for burning. Some of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread, but he also fashions God and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half the wood he burns in the fire. Over it he prepares his meal. He roasts his meat and eats his fill. He also warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm. I see the fire." From the rest, he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, "Save me, you are my God." They know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over so that they cannot see, and their minds are closed so they cannot understand. Do you understand what we just read here? What we read here was that here are people that make these false idols. They make it out of something like wood. Half the wood they're burning, half the wood they're cooking on, half the wood they're keeping warm on, and the other half they're making a god themselves, and they worship it. Is that a true God? Is that a real God? Or is God our creator? No one stops to think. No one has the knowledge or understanding to say half of it is used for fuel. I even baked bread over its coals. I roasted meat and I ate. Shall I make a detestable thing from what I love? From what is left? Shall I bow down to a block of wood? He feeds on ashes and deluded heart misleads him. He cannot save himself or say, "Is not this thing my right hand a lie? Is this thing in my right hand not a lie?" Remember these things, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I have made you. You are my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. This is what the Lord says. You, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb, I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretch out the heavens, who spread out the earth by himself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, I shall be inhabited, of the towns of Judah shall they be rebuilt, and of the ruins I will restore them, who says to the watery deep, be dry, and I will dry up your streams, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I please, he will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and the temple, let its foundation be laid. Chapter 45. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I will take hold of and subdue nations before him, and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen, I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor. Though you do not acknowledge me, I am the Lord. There is no other. Apart from me, there is no other God. I will strengthen you, though you have no knowledge of me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who quarrels with his maker, to him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds of the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your worker say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what have you begotten? Or to his mother, what have you brought to birth? This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker, concerning things to come. Do you question me about my children, or give me orders about the work of my hands? It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hand stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry host. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will build my city. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free. But not for a price or reward, says the Almighty God. This is what the Lord says. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and all those Sabines, they will come over to you and will be yours. They will trudge behind you, coming over to you in chains. They will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, surely God is with you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are God who hides himself, O God and Savior of Israel. All the makers of idols will be put to shame and disgraced. They will go off into disgrace together. But Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will never be put to shame or disgraced to ages everlasting. For this is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from someone in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come. Assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about the idols of wood, who pray to gods they cannot see. Declare what it is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declares it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. But before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are righteousness and strength. All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. But in the Lord all the descendants of Israel will be found righteous and will be exalted. Chapter 46. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops low. Their idols are borne by beasts of burden. The images that are carried about are burdensome, are burdened for the weary. They stoop and bow down together, unable to rescue the burden. They themselves go off into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain in the house of Israel. You whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who sustains you. I have made you, and I will carry you, I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. To whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down before it and worship it. They lift it on their shoulders and carry it. They set it in its place, and there it stands. From that spot it cannot move. Though one cries out to it, it does not answer. It cannot save him from his troubles. Remember this. Fix it in your mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon birds of prey, from the far-off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, what will I bring about? What have I planted? What will I do? Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, you who are far from my righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel. Well, that's all we're going to read today. We just completed chapter 46 in Isaiah. What's some glorious reading here. God, again, repeatedly, I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Do you believe that? Do you see God in the relationships that you have? Do you feel him in your presence amongst that which you do? If you don't, please take a moment of silence sometime today or tomorrow or whenever and really contemplate and seek him. In everything, because he's creator of all things. Well, we've run out of time today for today's episode. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed the program. My name again is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Again, that's ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138. God bless, and have a blessed day.